You're listening to the Lovish Podcast, and I'm your host, Dr. Sita Hood, vision architect and licensed therapist. Each week, I'm going to help you to develop the belief and strategy necessary to make an immediate impact on the world by deep diving into topics like mental wellness, faith, relationships, and you guessed it, love. I should mention before we hop into the show, this is not a substitute for a relationship with a licensed therapist. You ready? Let's get it. Welcome back for another episode of the Lovish Podcast. I am your host, Dr. Sita Hood, vision architect and licensed therapist. What is up, boo? It is a pleasure to be back on these airways with you. If you are a regular listener, you will notice that I took a bit of a break. Life definitely was lifing during that break. Okay, honey. It was trying to nuck and buck, but I was nucking and bucking and ready to fight. I bet y'all I'ma throw them things so hey. Okay. All right, we on a podcast. Bring it back down in 3, 2, 1. All right, so today, what is in my mug? First of all, we have the Coffee Clarity and Confidence mug here. We love her because she is a nice tall mug, so we can fit a lot of coffee inside of her. So we've got several upgrades here. Number one, I know you noticed, because you be paying attention, that we're in a different space. Yes, the Lovish Podcast got a different studio. So you guys will gradually see me decorating the space and you'll see it come to life as you continue to watch the podcast. In addition to the upgrade of the space, we also upgraded our coffee machine. Okay, where my Nespresso girlies at? Where y'all at? I need y'all to check in and comment down below. I need y'all to give me recipes because the coffee has been upgraded. So what's in my mug is somewhat of an experiment, and I'm really looking forward to the experiments that are to come with the Nespresso. I have some white chocolate sauce, is what they call it, in here. I brewed a sweet vanilla Nespresso pod of coffee in here, and I made my own cold foam on top, and it's kind of delicious. Okay, it's giving us what we came for. So that's what's in my mug today. Mentally and emotionally, I am feeling recharged, not completely up to a hundo, but we are getting there. We're climbing. Okay. So I wanted to actually talk to you today about several different things. There were a lot of things that came up for me. Like I was going to initially title this episode, 6 critical things to do to thrive and transition or something like that. But then one of my clients really, really inspired me. And I was like, yo, what if we remove all the steps, right? What if we take all the steps out and just kind of focus on where you're at, the season that you might be in right now? Because a lot of times on this podcast, I give you methods, I give you frameworks, I give you steps. But what about us just talking about being in the hard place, right? And what that actually feels like. I apologize if you hear the grass being cut in the background. We are going to try to decrease that sound as much as possible. But I've been working with this client and I was talking to her today and she's like calm, like she's presenting as calm to me. But then she's like internally, I feel like, ah! And I said, girl, I know I've been there and I wholeheartedly get it. Like when you're in this space where it feels like you're having your own personal crisis and people can see you, they can see what's happening in that moment when you're expressing how you feel, but you feel like they don't see you. You feel like there is a whirlwind of chaos going on internally, and you're not really sure how to navigate through that. So I don't have any methods, frameworks, or anything like that, but I do have three little nuggets that I want you to take with you as you sit in this season. Therapists have this thing that we do that is called sitting in your feelings. And essentially, what we're doing is teaching clients that, and this is not a substitute for therapy. I know y'all heard that, but I got to say it again. But essentially, we're teaching clients that feelings are neutral. They're not positive. They're not negative. They're just neutral. They're indicators of what is happening in your life and the direction that you might want to go in. So when these unpleasant, negative, intrusive thoughts start rearing up, you have to learn to let them be in the space, to acknowledge them, to allow them to exist. Because if we try to jump outside of our emotions, then we only end up right back in the space where we are at originally, or worse than we were when we started. Sitting in your feelings. And I'm like, you're sitting in your feelings. And it feels like this situation or this season is never going to end. Like, it's extremely challenging. And I started to talk to her. I said, you know, I remember being in the intensive care unit. It was right after I had my son, and I had already gone home with him. And then I had to be back in the hospital in ICU. And nobody knew that I was in ICU. My kids were with other people. My husband was out of town for work and couldn't get back. And I remember feeling really lonely because I didn't have any visitors. And I was in this space where it felt like I wouldn't recover. It felt like I couldn't get out of that space. Life was happening all around me in the hospital. And, you know, obviously, like, nurses were going about their business. And there was me feeling stuck on medicine, couldn't do anything. There was no one to call because life was also happening outside of the hospital. And I was just like, does anybody see me? And so if you're in a moment like I was, like my client was, this episode is for you. I see you, and it's gonna be okay. And so the first thing that I want you to know if you're in a space like that is that you don't have to have all the answers. High-functioning women tend to feel like they need to have all the answers. They need to solve the problem. And when you're in a space where life gets really wildly uncomfortable, you feel like, what else should I be doing? There's a step here that I'm missing. There's something that I'm not tapping into. I need to do more. And that's because we've been taught performative self-acceptance. We only are able to see our worth and our value when we are performing an action. And I have a whole podcast episode on performative self-acceptance. I'll link that down below. You don't have to perform to be seen. You don't have to perform to be validated. You just have to exist in the space. I was very intentional not to have a framework, a method, a step, or anything like that for you. Because sometimes the simple truth of the matter is that you just need to sit in your feelings. You just need to be fully present in the moment. And I know it's like super challenging to do that. But truly, I say this all the time on the podcast, your character is being refined as you're sitting in that. As you are learning, like, well, who am I? If I typically form for acceptance under pressure, who am I if I remove that layer? And these are some essential questions that you find yourself asking. But also, there's beauty in sitting in that and doing nothing, because you come to find that there are people that love you, that want to support you, that step up to rally around you in really, really hard moments. The second tip that I want to give you is that you do have permission to rest. It sounds extremely cliche, but my God, it is so true. I want to give you a picture here. If you don't rest, if you don't do what is necessary in this hard season and sit back, then you're not going to make it to the next season. You're not. You're simply not. If we think about a thing that is injured, broken, needing repair, or needing a break or whatever, that thing cannot continue to function, right? Let's just take a car, for example. If your car needs work, and it's like, let's say your brakes or something, you don't get your brakes fixed, or, you know, you got low oil or whatever the case is, all of those things in and of itself are not bad. Fix the brakes, keep it moving. Change the oil, keep it moving. But if you let those things get down to the wire, let's say the brakes, now you're about to cause an accident. And not just maybe an accident for you, but a huge accident if your car can't stop. Now, if you don't have enough oil and your transmission locks up or your engine locks up, then you're in a really bad position and now you need a completely new car, right? So the same is true of the season that you're in right now. You don't have to ask anybody for permission to rest. You just need to rest. You need to be fully present. You need to do the things that empower you. You need to do the things that are in alignment with future you, but also pour into you. And I don't mean resting in the very cliche way to mean like using it as an excuse to avoid life or to avoid doing the things that you need to do, because it's absolutely necessary, especially as a high functioning woman, a high performing woman, to continue to do necessary tasks. But even in this, right, even if we're talking about necessary tasks, you can delegate that. You can give that to someone else, and that's still doing the task because you oversaw that task being done. For example, if we want to say something like laundry or something like making phone calls or picking up your kids or something with work, if you were to delegate those things, that's still you proactively handling the situation, but creating some space for rest where you don't have to worry about a thing in that moment. I hope that makes sense for you. I want you to really take some inventory on the things that you absolutely have to do versus the things that you've been doing just for the sake of doing it. A couple weeks ago on A Day in the Life, or not a couple weeks ago, last week, but I don't know when you'll see this podcast, so maybe it'll be a couple of weeks, I talked about that need to take a break from social media. It's not necessarily what I wanted to do, but it's what I needed to do. And even with the podcast, I have been podcasting for 2.5 years straight, pushing out episodes. And I love giving you content and doing that and speaking life into you. But when life started to life on me, I had to step back. That is no longer an essential function for me. So taking a break is necessary. Resting is necessary, especially when you're talking about this podcast in particular, where I pride myself on being authentic in our relationship and how I show up for my audience. I'm not going to get on the podcast and push through burnout when we talk about wellness as a lifestyle. I'm going to power down and do what I need to do to be replenished so I can show up and give you the fullness of everything I have. The very last tip that I have for you is to remember that this is only one chapter in your story, right? It can be chapter one of part two, or it can be just one chapter in between your story, right? So when life started to life on me, and I'll talk about that a little bit later on the podcast, but when life started to life on me, I felt like I was in the middle, right? So I have these things that I'm developing and I'm like, yes, we're almost at the end for production. I have this really amazing freebie that's coming your way, by the way. But anyway, whatever. And I was like right in the middle here with my beta testers and everything. And then life lifed on me. And I knew when I was sitting in the middle that this is simply one chapter in between, right? It doesn't stop what God is doing in my life. It doesn't stop what's already happening in my life. It's just a different chapter thrown in. And if we're on the other side of that chapter, how will I write the next season? How will I decide to move forward in the next season? And if you're currently in that chapter, you don't have to figure that out. But I want you to remember to keep your lens future focused. Where you are now is not an indicator of where you're going to be even 6 months from now, 3 months from now, 2 weeks from now. It's simply where you are today. you never know how fast the turnaround can come. So I want you to be encouraged today. I want you to know that I'm thinking about you, that I care about you, that this is just one chapter. It's just one season. And if you're struggling in this season, if you are trying to keep your head above water, know that this even serves a purpose, that there is something that will come from this that is greater than you, that there are lessons that you're learning now that might not feel good to learn. You will take something from this and it will strengthen you. It'll strengthen your character and hopefully it'll strengthen your relationship with God as well.
It's time to talk about what I've been loving. Product recommendations, shout outs to family and friends, and overall gratitude. Let's get into it.
Welcome back for another What I've Been Loving. I think today's episode of What I've Been Loving is pretty obvious. Your girl's been loving the Nespresso, okay? The experimenting with the Nespresso and the drinks that come from it, okay? Again, if you have any recipes, drop them below. Put me on game. I'm new to the Nespresso game. Put me on game, okay? If you enjoyed today's episode, share the love. Share with your mama, share with your auntie, share with your best friend. Then head on over to Apple Podcasts and leave us a 5-star review. Reviews help the podcast to grow. Well, that's all I have for you this week. I'll see you out in these social media streets. Bye.